Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Yeah, 'cause girls is players too. Yeah, yeah, 'cause girls is players too.
Keep it playing, baby.
'Cause girls is players too. Bitches getting money all around the world, 'cause girls is players too. What you know about living on the top? Penthouse suites, looking down on the ops. Took them for a test drive, left them on the lot. Time is money, so I spend it on a watch. Hold on, little T showing through the white tee. You can see the thong busting on my tight jeans.
Okay.
Rocks on my fingers like a nigga wife me. Got another shorty, she ain't nothing like me. Yeah,
about to catch another fight.
Yeah,
the apple bottom make him wanna bite.
Yeah,
I just wanna have a good night. I just wanna have a good night.
Hold up,
if you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you gotta let him go. You could have anybody, any money, mo. 'Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want.
Yeah, 'cause girls is players too. Yeah, yeah, 'cause girls is players too.
Keep it playing, baby.
'Cause girls is players too. Bitches getting money all around the world, 'cause girls is players too. I go on and on and on again. He blowing on my phone, but I'm ignoring him. He thinking he the one, I got like four of him. Yeah, I'm sitting first class like valedictorian. Came a long way from rag to riches. Five-star bitch, yeah, I taste so delicious. Let him lick the plate, yeah, I make him do the dishes. Now he on News 12, 'cause a bitch we're missing.
About to catch another fight. The apple bottom make him wanna bite. I just wanna have a good night. I just wanna have a good night.
Hold up,
don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you gotta let him go. You could have anybody, any money, mo. 'Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want.
Yeah, 'cause girls is players too.
Time, don't let them know that.
Girls is players too.
Keep it playing, baby.
'Cause girls is players too. Bitches getting money all around the world, 'cause girls is players too.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And I want to thank all my listeners from around the globe in the 42 countries where we broadcast live. And the last two countries that came aboard was Greece and the Philippines, and we appreciate them as well. We thank everybody from north to south and east to west for supporting us. And we got a great show tonight with the phenomenal Gail Johnson. But before we bring her on and talk about a subject that we all know about, cons, scams, and thieves, I want to introduce my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. I didn't know that we knew the countries. That's neat. It's Greece and the Philippines. Those are the newest ones,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the new ones. Yep, I told you. That last week, but I guess you probably didn't remember. But that's okay. I'm just
I don't think he told us the states, Terry. I don't think he told us the states. He just said 42 countries last week.
Okay, well, I'll wait till you call me later. Say I apologize when you listen to the tape. But okay.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Forget it. I need a list of all these countries, Terry.
Yeah, I know, right? But I want to say before I bring on my special guest, if you're a caller who wants to talk and have a comment or a question for our guest, hit the one key, and I'll know that you got your hand raised. But if you don't do that, then call up. I will leave you in the mute section, you know. But if you got a question or comment, hit the one key. If not, you can just listen and enjoy the show. And without further ado, we're going to bring on Gail. How you doing, Gail?
Hey, darling. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. You know, it's amazing that this topic that we're talking about, cons, scams, and thieves, you know, because I know you just got scammed recently, and so have I. But since you're a guest, I'm going to let you tell your story, because everybody is getting took and different kind of situations and different kind of businesses that you never would have thought before are scheming, you know, and the dynamics has changed. So what happened that made you want to talk about cons, scams, and thieves? Who done pissed you off?
Well, you know, it's been, I have really been very close to being scammed. You know, and I really didn't appreciate it because, you know, in all seriousness, I thought these people were, you know, being honest and truthful in what they were trying to do. But, you know, I had intervention. So they didn't really, well, one time I did get scammed, but not by the people I was getting ready to talk about. I did get scammed. One time, that's when someone had called me and they said, they knew my name and everything, you know, so I'm listening to Miss said, your computer has a virus on it. And I said, what? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's when I was writing my very first book. That was back in 2009 or something like that. And so he said, are you near your computer? I said, no, it's in my office. So I got up, because he had woke me up from my sleep anyway. I got up, went in the office, turned the computer on, and then he says, can I get access to your computer, you know, to get to the virus? So I gave him access, and then he pulled up some, you know, strange, all this strange-looking stuff and this and that and whatever, whatever. And then he says, he was showing me these things. He said, all those are viruses that are in your computer, blah, 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 blah. So then he says, he says, well, what do you want? It only costs you, it was really a little amount, $3 or $4 or $5 to get the virus out. So I'm saying, you know, this, but I'm not really thinking clearly because, like I said, he had woke me up asleep.
Right.
And he said, but you don't have to pay it now. He said, he said he'll send me an email or something, all this so crazy stuff. So I said, okay. So then he says, turn your computer off and then turn it back on when we're done. So he hung up the phone. I turned my computer off, turned it back on. It was nothing. He had wiped the computer out. It was nothing. You know, so I was so mad because, like I said, I had just started. I was working on my very first book. But fortunately, I have a niece who's a computer analyst. She fixes computers. You know, she knows her stuff. So I got her. Mm-hmm. And they had to send me these CDs from the company of the computer that I had at that particular time, which was a Lenovo. And they had to send me these CDs, and she had to do what she had to do on her end. But anyway, I got it back, and some of my book was gone, so I had to redirect what, you know, I
have Lenovo right now. They are a good company. They're part of IBM.
Yeah. So anyway, I you know, that's when I had gotten scammed, you know, and they had the audacity. Someone else had called me back a few months later saying the same thing. So, you know, when they called me, I was laying in the bed. They said, you have a virus on your computer. I said, really? They said, yeah, are you near your computer? I said, I certainly am. Where's the virus? So they said, well, he told me what to do. I said, well, you know what, I don't even know. I can't understand what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. So he kept trying to convince. I said, you know what, you're not going to scam me twice, and hung the phone up. Because
but what did he take the first time?
Right.
You know, because, you know, when people think scam, they're thinking about a financial hardship that they create for you. I mean, all he did was wipe out your information. Did they use the information that you had on your computer and got into your bank accounts or anything that caused you some financial damage?
No.
okay, then well, they were just being malicious then, because if all you got was yourself wiped out, they were just being malicious. And you kind of lucky that they didn't take all the information that you have on different sites with your bank information and passwords and stuff. It could have been identity fraud on top of it.
That is true.
Wow. That's that something. Were you lucky, because just recently I was scammed to the tune of $2,500, you know, because
right.
I didn't want to use the other publishing companies that I used before. And so these two called me up, and they sound real good, and they were saying other traditional publishing companies, you know, they get most of the money, and you get in chump change. And that's pretty much been the reason with Author House and Traffic, you know, I wasn't really getting my money. So they were saying that they were going to get all the rights to me, you know, and everything. I get everything. All I do is pay a one-time fee for them to help create the book and da-da-da-da-da. The company name is Crown Sparks. If you hear a company called Crown Sparks, run the other direction, because they got me for $2,500, and it's a group of them. And after they did that, while they was, I was thinking they was making me a book and everything, then someone else in the group called me and said that they were a literary agent. They will take my book and make a screenplay. And everybody who writes a book, they hope that they can turn their book into a screenplay. So, okay. So this heifer, they beat me out of $8.99, saying that they had this lady in Colorado that was going to turn it into a screenplay, my first book, Broken, and the one that's getting ready to come out, you know, for a discount. Okay, I took the money, Western Union. Why I do that? I got stuck, you know. And so I called the police. I called Better Business Bureau. I called the fraud hotline. And basically, it was too late to get my money back from Western Union because the lady had already picked it up. But Wells Fargo, bless their heart, they reimbursed me for the other lady from Crown Sparks. But, you know, I'm just saying, I never knew that they were that deep and thick in the literary field or with people writing authors. And so one thing I've learned from going through this, for anybody out there listening, if you write a book or anything, if someone approaches you and say that they want to be a literary agent to get you contracts and stuff, that's fine and dandy. But you never give them any money, because the way it's supposed to work is that they get you the job first, they get you the contract first, and then you pay them from that. If you got to pay first, you're getting scammed, you know. And I don't care how they do it and how they lie and use God, because they were saying God this and thank you, Jesus, you know. And because I'm a Christian, you know, they were saying the things that I wanted to hear. I said, oh, yeah, these are good people. Crown Sparks, they'll rip off. If you ask them where the company's from and they say they're Philippines and they got a remote company in Texas, run the other way. I'm just letting y'all know, just be on God, because no literary agent is supposed to take any money until they present you with a contract that you sign, and they get paid from that, not up front. You know, I'm just going to say that. And I know Chris got a question for you, Gail. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, Gail. My first question is, you know, my day job, we get people try to scam us, like they call and they want information, and we hang up. It's a landline, but my question, I don't know if you know the answer, but my question is, besides, is there a way that we can block these calls? Do you know? I mean, have you researched?
You know what? I block the calls, but they have other numbers that they use as well. You know, so you really can never get rid of them. And something else, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine about how back in the day where you had the option of keeping your number private, you don't have that option anymore. Your number is any and everywhere. What they do, people gather this information and make all these blocks and blocks of numbers, and when they use them up, they sell them to other people. That's what's going on. But I used to have a private number back in the day and gave my number out to the people that I wanted to call. But now people call me, and I don't even know these people. How, you know, I know how they're getting my number, but don't call me. Leave me alone. You just blocking, and they use different numbers.
Right.
That's what they call phishing. They call that phishing. They take somebody's number and they'll use it, and then when you try to call back to that number, the number won't go through or stays busy. You know, and I want people out there to listen and understand too that if someone calls you about something, you know, say, okay, well, let me call you right back. I got to use the bathroom or something. You go to call back and it's busy, or it'll tell you this is not a working number. You know you're getting used, but don't accept anything over the phone. Don't give out any information. And the biggest con that's going around lately is that they will call you and say, well, my name is so-and-so. How is your day going? Is everything good? And the normal response will be yes. What people need to learn is to use another way to indicate yes without using the words. So when they ask me, how's your day going? You doing good? Instead of me saying yes, I said, everything is wonderful. You know, or they'll say, is this Terry Lyles? I said, and who may I ask is calling? I will never use the word yes. So learn to change your vocabulary around that when somebody calls you and they want the word yes, they are recording you saying that so that they can go somewhere else online and use your voice saying yes and get stuff in your name. And you'll be saying, my bank account is depleted. And they'll say, well, they have voice recognition because they heard your voice say yes. Try to find another way to respond for a yes answer by saying, well, yeah, I'm doing okay, you know, and don't use the word yes, because once they get it and they'll keep calling, different people keep calling, they'll get enough so they can build a little recording of you talking and saying yes, and they put it together. Man, they are so slick, you know, trying to take people's money, and I ain't got nothing to give away, you know, but oh, my goodness, these thieves out here are scandalous.
And they always calling. I get calls from someone saying this is so-and-so-so from the police department. This is so-and-so-so from this place and that place. Don't call and ask me for anything, especially, oh, you think I'm going to send money over the phone? Are you crazy? I don't even know you. And you're asking me, well, what credit card? No, how you even know I have a credit card? First of all, I don't let them know that, but I'm just saying that in the back of my mind. But, you know, they're just, these people are crazy these days. They're getting money any and any kind of way they can. And that's sad because a person who is trying to...
Cash App is not safe either. I'm sorry for breaking in. Cash App is not safe either because what I found out with Cash App, you know, they get your name, you know, and Cash App is connected to your bank account. They can sit there and say, you sent them some money because I got beat out of $250, you know, because Cash App got your thing. You know, so what I do now, if I'm not going to use PayPal or Cash Out, I just put it on off, you know, so nothing goes through. Unless, you know, and I keep changing constantly my password, and that's a good thing for people to just keep changing stuff up because, you know, it's amazing that they use so much energy and how to trick people out of their coins, you know, and I'm a senior citizen. I'm a cute senior citizen, but I ain't got nothing to be giving away. I need somebody to give me some stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. Give me. I'm just the times when these people thought they was going to scam me, and I'm sitting up here saying to myself, how stupid do they think I am? This guy, a Nigerian, he tells me, and to this day, that still kind of tickles me because he must have really had some good dope or something. He tells me, he sent me this paper, screenshot this paper, and his name was supposed to be on it, and it said something about he had $1 million and blah, blah, this and all this and that and whatever, whatever, whatever. So I looked at it. I said, I said, and?
Yeah. He's going to give you some. Yeah.
Text me. He said, I want to send you $50,000. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, well, send it, you know. So he said, well, first, well, he said that, and plus I knew who's going to send somebody, plus he said he'll send it cash, but how I was going to get it, I had to pay for the handling and the postage and all this and that, which was anywhere from, I think, $15,000 to $3,000. And I said, wait a minute. I said, well, send me the money, and I'll take out of the money and then pay it like that. Then they even had a phony made-up inventory, all this stuff. And I'm saying, how stupid. But you know what? It's always somebody that they did get. They did get somebody. They wouldn't continuously do that. They do get people. but they're not going to get this person.
Yeah, I had the same call before, but they said send 2,500 by Western Union. Guy name was David Branch. I remember it clearly. And I said, well, if I want so much money, and this is supposed to be a lottery thing, you know, that I want, and I know I never played no international lottery. That I knew for first was a lie. And so I said, well, if I won, you know, I said, you know, okay, well, send me the money, and I'll send the money back to you this way. He said, no, it's got to go through customs and da-da-da-da-da-da. I said, well, you know, take it out the money on your end and send me the balance. I don't care how you do it. And he said, my name is David Grant. So?
Yeah, didn't they have this black guy on, I think it was, where did I see? I think I saw him on Instagram. But he alleges that he's a million, he won the lottery, and he wants to give people money, get in touch with him, and all this so crazy stuff. And I'm saying, first of all, if somebody won big money from the, if I ever won the lottery, few people would know it. And you can count them
exactly.
on one of my people who would know
it. And won't be given to no strangers.
Right, and he all on there. But you know what they do? As soon as you feed into that stuff, because they always come in on there talking about, we'll send you $750 cash app you right now, blah, blah, this and all this and that and whatever, whatever. I said, oh, really? I said, well, send it. Then they send it, so that they don't send the $750, but then they say,
we listen, Gail. They say what? You having a moment?
No. Then they send you something and say, like, well, you have to send this amount of money in order to get the $750. I said, no. I said, why should I have to send money to get money? You know, and then they say, well, I have to do this. And I said, no, you said it was no strings attached, not one string. I said, I've been through this. I already know. I already know, Gail. So when they send me those things in my inbox, I delete them.
Well, I know I got scammed one time because somebody sent me a check. It had a watermark on the back of it, and I took it to the bank. I said, I was trying to be smart. I said, I'm going to take it to the bank, you know, just leave it there. And I waited like 4 or 5 days. The check cleared. So I went and took the $3,000 out. I mean, we had the best Christmas, my daughter and my grandkids and me and my mom, you know. And so next thing I knew, the bank calling me up and the FBI saying that what had happened was the check keeps going to different places, you know, in cyberspace. And then by the time they find it, it's nothing. It's gone, you know. And I got to pay back $3,000. So I said, well, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said, look, this is the letter they sent me. I don't know these people. And the federal government said, well, you got to pay the bank back. So I said, okay. And now the bank wants me to take out a loan to pay back the $3,000. And then I got to pay the extra loan money and interest. And I said, no, no, no. I said, I'll pay you back. But I gave them $5 a month. I said, because you can't tell me what I paid you back. And I kept paying them $5 a month. They were pissed off. But I paid it like that for a while until I had a big lump sum of money from a workman's comp case, and then I paid off the balance. But anybody, if you get stuck and you got to pay back something, the feds are sweating you or the banks are sweating you, long as you pay at least $5 a month, they can't tell you what you can afford to pay a month. And that way you can pay $5 a month and you waste $5 a month. So, you know. So, Chris, tell me about you. I'm sure you've been scammed before too, right?
Oh yeah, I've been hacked on Facebook. And then that kind of got turned into like a scamming issue. So that was going to be my next question for Gail. Outside of blocking calls, how else can we prevent our identity, Gail? I mean, what lessons have you, like, what advice do you have that you can share?
The only thing I can tell you is be very careful and don't, you know, because sometimes you may be talking to the wrong person. And they give out your information, you know. So you have to be very careful, you know, people you tell things to and how you use your credit cards. I mean, it's just a mess because they have just so many ways that a person can steal your identity and see, you know, they have those things where if you walk by a person, they can read your credit cards. And it's crazy. So you have to be very careful when you're using your credit cards, when you're out and about, going to the most machine. most machine, ATM, and things like that. Just be careful, because I just don't really, you know, appreciate the fact when a person takes advantage of people, and that's what's going on, you know, just taking cold-blooded advantage of somebody. But, you know, you just have to be very careful.
They do have these companies out there that you can pay that in case you get scammed or in case someone gets your identity, you know, they will reimburse you. It's called something lock. But if you watch the TV, they'll tell you there's a lot of places that will help you in case of identity fraud or somebody got a hold of your funds, got into your account, and they will freeze it and reimburse, you know, your money back minus the first $50, I guess, for their fee. But there are agencies out here, you know, you can Google it or and say, what agencies can I use to safeguard myself from being scammed from, you know, identity fraud and things that's a financial issue, you know, because, you know, and before, I had to use generalities, but before, you know, we used to say that if you hear Nigerian or African on the phone, they're going to scam you. Man, it's not just the Africans anymore. They still do it. But now it's a lot of people from Pakistan and India.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
know, and because they are on the rise, you know, and a lot of times they're using the females because they're so pleasant and everything. You know, it's a group of them. Be on the lookout, you know. So now when people call me, I don't care what they say, DirecTV or whatever, I don't want nothing. I don't need nothing. My bill's too high. You know, I don't want nothing for free for 3 months. And then nothing, you know. But, you know, be on the lookout. It's not just Africans trying to steal your money. Now they got Indians out there. They got people from the Philippines, you know, and Kwanzaa's Temple. I'm sure they got some white people out there trying to be slick, because it just seems like everybody is trying to get over. Ain't nobody trying to do the
got
right thing.
A scam
thing.
Going no, on. A scam of a kind going on.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to do anything, do no honest work, so they go do whatever it is what they can do to get money, which, you know, and then I can understand some places where they, places on this earth where they can't get jobs, you know, and can't, are not supported well by the government and things like that. But, I mean, it's in the crime and stuff over there, it really is not that bad as it is over here, because it's terrible here. And it shouldn't even be like that, because the government has its foot in the neck of every American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, it's getting worse and worse. They're talking about make America great again. When was it ever great?
Hello. Exactly. Yeah.
When was it ever
great? Probable.
It was great for the people who said that.
Yeah, exactly, because they already have money. But, you know, if they don't sit there and figure this mess out, you know, the military people, Border Patrol, people on disability, people getting Social Security checks, if they don't figure this stuff out, the government's going to shut down. And I don't know why they keep doing this crap every year or every political year when somebody's supposed to go into office, they start this shutting down the government stuff. I'm so sick of this, you know, and if I was the people that was Border Patrol and the military people, you know, I wouldn't work for free. I'd do a sit-down, a shutdown, you know. But dang, man, Gail, we ran out of time. We might have to do another part two to con scams and thieves because we done ran out of time.
Yeah, time flew.
yeah, it did fly. But anyway, I do appreciate your bringing me on the show. And, Chris, it was
welcome.
Was good talking with you again.
You too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Well, we love you, darling. Anytime you spend your weekend with us, we love you. Yeah.
Well, I love you.
Chris, thank you for being here. Well, everybody, you know, heard the tip. Be more proactive.
Well, you guys have a great evening, and thanks again, Terry, for having me on your show. And I would have to get you over there on my show so you can talk about your memoirs. So we'll set that up, okay?
Sounds like a plan, baby. Everybody, let's thank Gail Johnson for giving her insight, you know, for Chris, you know, his input. And, you know, what you heard, believe it. You know, if it don't feel right, don't agree to nothing. And mainly, do not use the word yes when on a phone call. Say something
else.
Say no. Don't use yes.
Mm-hmm.
Say hell no. That's what you say, Chris. Say hell no.
I was just saying, I was just trying to interject. I just said say no. I don't know. Don't say yes,
oh,
say
no.
No.
I said say hell no, but that's good too, darling. And on that note,
you know what? When I used to get those calls, and they would call so much, and I would answer the phone, I would say, this is Max Funeral Home. How can I direct your call? And they wouldn't say a word.
Oh, yeah. You can do a little bit of acting. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mike's Pool Hall or something. They get on my nerves, though. You guys have a great evening and a blessed weekend.
You too.
And I'll be talking with you guys at a later date.
Yes.
Okay, darling. Y'all take care now. Good night.
All right.
Be safe, everybody.
Okay.